Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, last and final Daf of our Dear Maseches Bechoreis. So it's Samach Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Yotzu Shnayim Basiri. So actually, Rava presented this case for us yesterday. So he's counting his animals as they're coming out through the gate out of the pen, single file, 1, 2, 3, is holding at number 10. And two emerge at once. And he labels them both 10. So now we have a mix. We have two animals, one which is the real Maser Behema, and one which is really the 11th, mislabeled as 10. The halacha is that 11th has Kedusha to the point that he's called a Shlomim. And suitable for Akrov on the Mizbeach, if he were to be identified. But since he's mixed up with number 10, we're a little bit stuck. So what is to be done with this mix? Yotzu Shnayim Basiri. Now there are differences in terms of Akrova, of Maser Behema and Shlomim. Shlomim is of a higher standard. The Zrik of the Dam is takes on a different format. You apply two applications in the Mizbeach as opposed to Maser, which is a single application. You know, from the Shlomim, you give some part to the Kayin, the Chaz of a Shoik belongs to the Kayin, etc. Yotzer Shnayim Basir, Tana Chada, we have three approaches in terms of what to do. In one Brisa, it says Yiru. You can't really bring any of them on the Mizbeach. You send them out to graze, you hope for a blemish, and once that happens, you take some money, put it aside, and you say, look, within this pair, whichever one is the Shlomim, the Kedusha should be transferred onto this money, which is now going to be used to purchase a new Shlomim. Tana Chada Yakrivu. Next price, it says, no problem. Offer them both on the Mizbeach, treat them both like a Shlomim, and give it the standards of a Shlomim, which means the Chaza and the Sheik, the parts that belong to the Kohen, give to the Kohen, from both animals. So basically, you're treating the Maser as always a Shlomim. V'tani d'che musu. Yet a third price, it says, you have to let them die. There's no real solution to this mix-up. Okay, so how do we explain all three opinions? Loi kasha, here's the answer. Hadatani yiru, rabbanani. The first brisa, which says, let them pasture, let them get a mum, and that's preferred over actually being makar of them. Rabbanani, that's rabbanan. The amr you say, ein mevin kachim bais apsul, you can't instigate a process which may end up resulting and causing kachim material to become pasul, such as in this case where since you're requiring me to treat the master like a shlomim and hand over the chaz of a sheik of the master, which really doesn't belong to the kohen, giving it to the kohen just in case it's a shlomim, so you hope you'll find some kohanim to eat it, but suppose you're out of kohanim and there won't be enough customers amongst the kohanim to eat it in time, and it's going to be left beyond the expiration date. It might become possible. Versus if you would have treated it as a maser, there are many people that can eat, all the Israelim can eat it. Enough customers to eat it in time. So basically you're setting in motion a process where there's a chance it might cause the maser material to become unjustifiably disqualified, impossible. You can't do that. So the better approach is to let it pasture and redeem and treat it like that. So once it gets a mum, you can just eat it at home, and the Maser Behema will not become possible. That's the first price. We'll turn to the next time. About the Tani Yikarevu or Yakrivu. Price number two, which says, no problem, just proceed with both as though they're shlomims, just in case, right? Treat them both as a shlomim. Rav Shimon, who says, you got to do what you have to do. The Amar, who says, maybe in Kachem, Besapsol, you could embark on a path which may lead you to premature psul, causing the master material to become possible, but that's not your intention. Do the best you can. Try to find Kehana for the Chaz of a Shoik of the Master, and worst case, it becomes possible. Okay, it's not your responsibility. You have two animals. One is a maser, one is a shlamim. You don't know which one. Treat them both as a shlamim. Offer them on the mizbeach. Process them as though they're kabanis. And you hope for the best. Now the third brice is a bit tricky. What about the third brice? Let them die. Why? Why is there no better solution to that? Rabbi Yudi, that's Rabbi Yudi's opinion. The Amar who says tos masa tzmura. Look back on the Mishnah. He says the tos maser. Tos relates to the mistakes, right? The mislabelings. The 9th, the 11th that was mislabeled as 10th has a similar status to a tzmura. Tzmura have you. So the classic tzmura is where you take a karbon, take a maser behemah, an actual maser behemah, you put another animal next to it and say the kedusha of the maser behemah should be transferred onto that one. Halach is suburb, you read the whole tmura's maser mesa. You know, the tmura of a maser is left to die. There's no hakrava for that. As opposed to other tmura's of other karbanis, which are offered on the mizbeach, like the original karban, maser is different. This is learned from a pasuk. We'll see by the Hashem Sagas tmura. So since he holds that this second one, which is really a tos, it's a mislabeled one, the 11th that was mislabeled as 10 is tos maser, tmura havya, right? And a tmura of a maser is left to die. So you have an issue. You have two animals, one of which is mesa. So both have to be left to die. Says the Gemara, really? Because some Rabbi the holds tmuras maser mesa, that the tmura of the maser is left to die. Is that so? And this 11th is considered like a Tmuras Masrum has to be left as the only solution. But tonight we have a Mishnah, back in our Mishnah, back in the Samach. So there was a question that was discussed there, whether the 11th, which received this Kedusha from number 10, due to its mislabeling, right? What about generating a Tmura from there? Can that 11th, which has Kedusha Shlamim, make its own Tmura? That was a question, whether, since he's really just a copy of the original, can he go ahead and generate more tumuras, right? That's not an Amrushu or a mayor, so it was said in the name of a mayor. But of course he could, because he's considered like the original. He has his own status. In fact, Eloy Tumurav, the 11th, would be considered merely a tumura, a copy of the original. Eloy Yakarav, he wouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. The fact that he is put on the Mizbeach, apparently he's not a tumura. He's like an original. An original can make a tumura. So let's infer from there. And he was referring to Rabbi Yehuda, right? He was responding to Rabbi Yehuda. Machlad Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda. This was in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Karev, that a tumura of a master is offered on this Mizbeach. In contrast to what we just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. But you tell me, perhaps, Ramei Elamayt is fairly ka'amar. No, this is not reflective of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. There's no indication as to Rabbi Yehuda's position on this matter. Maybe, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 11th doesn't go on Mizbeach. He's like a Tmuras Meister. Rabbi was just relating to his own position. I hold the 11th is offered on Mizbeach like a Shlamim. Which proves that he doesn't really have the status of a Tmura, because then he would be in trouble. But could Rabbi Yehuda himself really holds that you're right, there's no Hakrav on the 11th. But you can't say that V'atani with a Braisa ain't been Achadasa L'Shlamim. He's really not much difference than an 11th that was mislabeled as 10, which has Kedusha Shlamim, L'Shlamim, versus a real, legitimate Shlamim. Eben Achadas L'Shlamim, Ella, Shizeh Oysa Kedusha L'Karev. Shizeh Oysa Kedusha L'Karev. Rabbi Yehuda. The only difference is, not in terms of themselves and their ability to go on the Mizbeach, they both go on the Mizbeach. It's just that a real Shlamim is Oysa Kedusha L'Karev. Cannot turn around and generate his own tmura. You put another animal next to it and draw a kedusha from the shlamim, you can do that, it works. And that tmura we put on the mizbeach. But the 11th that was mislabeled as 10, although he's considered a shlamim with respect to his own hakrava, but don't even try making a tmura from him, because he has a weak kedusha to begin with, he can't make another carbon. Vizeh ainus a kedusha likarav, he can't be mekadosh another carbon for hakrava. Okay, so the issue is regarding the 11th generating another one, but in terms of his own status, it's clear that he is treated like a regular shlomo and put on mizbeach, right? Kaddish likarev v'dloyav. Yeah, he can't make another kedusha v'akrava. How you go for karev? But he himself will be offered on mizbeach. So you know, you can't say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an 11th is treated like a real tmura of a meiser, which doesn't belong on mizbeach. Clearly, he does. He's not treated like a real tmura. Boy, the sunny comes another rye from a brisa, where it's clear that he's like a regular shlomim in terms of his own akrova. Boy, the sun im min habakar. So the pasuk there is speaking about a shlomim im min habakar. That's coming to add something. The rabbi is achad osar shlomim, the 11th, which was mislabeled as 10, has the status of a shlomim. What about the 9th that was mislabeled as 10? Is that also? Amr's answer is no. Typically, when a carbon generates a copy, generates a tmura, can it do it lafanav prior to himself, before he became kaddish? Of course not. Only going forward. He's only kaddish going forward. Once he becomes kaddish, he can now generate another copy. Of course, a second. Of course, the answer is la'achar makadish. Likewise over here. The Masa Meim, which is number 10, can generate going forward. Can spill over to the one ahead of him. Not to the one behind him. Okay, in any case, it's clear from this Braisa at the 11th, draws from the 10th and becomes like a Shlomim. And who's speaking? So far we have no name to the Braisa, but Stam Sifra Mani, who's the presumed author of the this Brisa and Teres Kainim, which is called Sifra, unnamed Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, it's assumed to be Rabbi Yehuda, Uktani. And what does the Brisa say? Min habakar l'rabbis achados l'shlamim, 11th. It's considered a shlamim for practical purposes. So back to the question. He was counting, he got to number 10, and two popped out together, he called him 10. One Brisa says, Yamuso, left to die. Who's speaking? Why? We have an 11th that was mislabeled as 10. Why die? It's a shlomim. Ella tirgum Rav Shimon bar Abba, k'meid Rav Yechonon. Rav Shimon bar Abba explained it to Rav Yechonon. B'masur b'zman hazeskin. It's not speaking in ideal time. It's speaking nowadays, but there's no real way to process a carbon. U'mishum ta'kala. So if he's mafer shemasur behema nowadays, he's got to let it die because of ta'kala concerns. It might create a pitfall, he might use it, might shear it, because nowadays you have to wait for it to get a mum. There's no other application for Masur Behema, so nowadays we let them die. And even the other one too, both of them are left to die. Mushum Takal. Okay, so you know, Rashi points out, interesting, Rashi points out that this Gemara is not going like Rav Huna. If you recall back in the beginning of the Perek, that Rav Huna says we don't do Maaser today because of these reasons, similar reasons. So over there, Rashi learns that it actually doesn't work. It's like Hefker Bezen, Hefker Chachamim, cancel the system. You can't be Makadosh, but here it seems that you could, right? It says clearly you can make the Maser, but you have to let it die. So it's a different approach. The Maser is going to take effect, but you have to treat it accordingly. You have to just get it out of the way to avoid any takal. Mushum takal. Says the Moyachi, if that's the issue here, so why are we getting involved with a mix-up with two? The same exact Allah would apply to a single. A regular Masa Behema. Why this whole complicated case? To illustrate this point, Yochem Ayuri Trey, why discuss two together? If you look at Nam, even a single Masa Behema, properly labeled, right? Has to be left to die because of Takala. If you look at Nam, Loim Boyachad goes without saying. It's trying to highlight another point. Loim Boyachad, of course, if it's one, Leslie Pesay, there isn't much lost there because the owner, anyways, has to put aside the Masa Behema. So then we say, let it die. Avil Trey, but here we have two, one of which is not really Masa Behema. Keep it in the fish, Pesay, since it's going to generate a excessive loss, l'shinu, perhaps we don't compel him to kill it. Let it sit there until there is a mum that happens, l'chlinu, and eat it as such. Kamash on the point is no. Concerned about inappropriate use, and we have to let them die. Itmar. We have a similar discussion regarding a fellow who sent an agent to do his truma. Itmar, im l'shlucha. Reuben asked Shimon, do me a favor, tzeva asher alai, you know, I have grain there, produce which hadn't yet been tithed, take care of it for me. Sorry, that's the next case. Here we're talking about Masar Behem, okay? Tells his friend, please do me a favor, I have lots of goats, lots of sheep. Tzeva asher alai, could you please do the Masar Behem for me? Count them out and designate number 10. Rapapa Mishmei de Rava Amar. What happens if Kar L'Shia Siri? He mislabeled 9 as 10. Kodesh. So it works. Why? Rashi explains, because really he's not doing you much harm. I mean, at most, he has to wait until he gets a blow. Okay, fine. So I'll have to do that. But Lachadas Asiri, suppose he errs on 11, he calls him 10, which will make it into a shlomim, which will now saddle the owner with the whole process of a shlomim, which he wasn't really, he don't want to buy into, right? Ein Kodesh doesn't become Kodesh. Rashi says, actually, he's going to be mafsid, the owner, chazi v'shoik, right, the parts of the animal that belong to the kohen, because, hey, listen, I didn't ask you to do this for me. I asked you to make maser b'ayim, and not to, generously, take my animals and turn them into shlomims. V'rapapa amar afilu kol l'tshi asiri, ein kodesh. He says, even 9, that was mislabeled as 10, doesn't have kedusha. D'amar, because he can tell the fellow, listen, I sent you to do one thing, and you did something else. L'tekune, to fix me up, to help me. Shadatech, I sent you to do a specific task. V'loy labusi, not to mess me up. Okay, so what he does is null and void, unless he does as prescribed. Mashnama desnan. See, we say that, if he misuses his powers, it doesn't work. But in the next mission regarding truma and produce, we see differently. Reuben asked Shimon, save it, Shimon. I have produce sitting there. Could you do the truma for me? Now, truma gedolah can take on many forms. And I tell you, even one kernel, but the rabbanon, there was a prescribed shiur, depending on your level of generosity, right? So average was 1 in 50, which is 2%. Generously was 1 in 40, which is a bigger amount, or 1 in 60 for the smallest amount. So please do the truma for me. And he didn't specify, is it a 40th, a 50th, or 60th? Tarim kudas ba'al bayis. So the shliach should be doing truma in line with his perception of the ba'al bayis' typical level of generosity. So if he knows that, gvaldik. But let's say he's not sure what the ba'al bayis had in mind. He's not sure, he doesn't know what the ba'al bayis typically does. So he takes the average approach, 1 in 50th. Which is echad mechamish, right? 1 in 50th. Let's say he increased. Piches asor, he went down 10, which means instead of 50th, he did 1/40th, which is a larger, more generous offering. Oy hasef asor, he added a 10th. Which means he went up to 1/60th, which is less. Truma se truma, it works. Even if that's not really the ba'al bayis's, modus operandi. So the question is, well, who gave you the permission to change the amounts? Right? You meant to do average, and you go and you switch it, which turned out to be different than the way I typically do it. Why is it different than Masar Behem? Well, we say that if he manipulates and he changes and he causes him loss, it's null and void. Amr, the answer is like this. Hasam, when it comes to produce, look, it's not one size fits all. Depending on your personality. Kivan dika determined by yaf. Look, there's a fellow that does it generously. Vika and some people determined by yaf. Another fellow does it stingily. Amr, you can say, look, I wasn't sure. I took my bets. I evaluated you, I estimated you, I praised you as such, and that was my perception of your intent. So even though turned out to be incorrect. Look, you gave him that authority, and now you have to go along with it. Achadusi, but here by Masa Behema, there's one very specific system. When you mislabeled, you made a toast. Omar is the only can say, look, lo yiboy lech lemiti. Who says, why'd you make this mistake? You should have done it properly. It's your issue. It's your fault. And therefore, says Rashi, hilkach lav klumu, null and void. Oh, you say toast, that mistake. Okay, so let's recap. We had two animals emerging together at number 10. Call them both 10. With three opinions. Both are put on the mizbeach as a shlomim, because in effect we have a shlomim and a maser mixed in. The other shita says, no, let it go pasture, mum, because to put them both as a shlomim is an issue, because the maser within that mix is not really a shlomim, and the parts that are given to the kohen might end up being getting expired, and you're causing psul. So that's not a proper method. Third shita is yamusa, which the Gemara learns means mizman hazeh, for concerns of takala. And what if he asked his friend to do this for him and he mislabeled things? When it comes to Truma, we give him more latitude because of the range of peoples and their personalities and their levels of generosity. Whereas by Master, if he caused him hefset, so there's two opinions. According to the first opinion, a slight inconvenience is not considered, but a more serious hefset is, according to our Papa. Any sort of mislabeling becomes null and void, and the Gemara explained, Leiboy lech lemiti. Okay, Hadron lech maser behemo, sligalo, meseches bechiris, mazal tov, it's been a true pleasure having the schus to learn all together. Gevaldige meseches bechiris, another notch. And the ladder to the completion of Shas, and Bez Hashem kolater akula, may Hashem give us more koyach. Emotional, physical, and spiritual energy to continue on our march till the ultimate. Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Nechayai Yigula Kreva Bukar V'Yemeinu Amen. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
I know you will know us is the Zeus after you row. He alone who was the Yoyo row. Oh, he's sweet, I don't know. You will know us is the Zeus after you row. He alone who was the Yoyo row. I told you.